That's the sound that high school students from around the state were making while rehearsing together in the all-state band. Petersburg's five students were chosen to participate in the festival through auditions that teacher Matt Lenhard recorded in the school's band room. For choir, the students sang America the Beautiful, along with a series of scales. Junior Kelly Engel went to the state festival as part of mixed choir. She says auditioning didn't make her that nervous.
Not really, because it's just singing in front of Mr. Lenhard, and I guess I was used to that already, so it wasn't that nerve-wracking.
The festival included 14 hours of practice, spread throughout 4 days. Students played and sang with other musicians from around the state. All of the students had to go through a second round of auditions. Petersburg senior Skipper Erickson was one of 4 students in the state playing the euphonium.
It was a little bit scarier doing the live audition because you're nervous and you're performing it in front of people who are judging you. So it's a little bit more nerve-wracking.
They judge you very harshly.
That's sophomore Nathaniel Lenhard, who went to Allstate for the trombone.
There'll be about 2 judges for each instrument. You go into a small room about this size, which is kind of small, and the 2 people will tell you, okay, take out this piece of music and go for measures, like say 45 to 62, and then you'll play that, and they will not tell you how you did. The only way you know how you do is when they tell you what chair you are.
The live auditions for the choir are a bit different. The students were sent music about a month in advance. Junior Hannah Funt, who sang in the all-girl treble choir, explains.
You're supposed to have it by heart when you get there. And for choir, how they kind of like check up on you, like if you learned your music or not, is something called octets, which is 8 people. You'll go into a room with like a judge right across from you, and they'll just pick a random part of your music and say, okay, sing major, you know, 18 through 32 or whatever. Usually it's not too bad if you know your stuff.
It was Funt's 2nd time at the Allstate Festival. She passed her octets, as did Kelly Engel and sophomore Kelsa Spurl.
There's lots of really amazing voices that sing, and it's really fun being able to sing and make a really pretty song, I don't know.
Music teacher Matt Lenhard has built up the music program in Petersburg over the last 17 years. Lenhard believes that success breeds success, and having students participate in the Allstate Festival helps Petersburg's music program keep growing.
We practice our music on this island kind of in a vacuum. We are the music of our high school community, but when we get to travel, whether it be I take everybody to Southeast Music Festival or if I take, you know, a select group to either regions, state, or Northwest, they're getting to see the context of, you know, music is made everywhere. And so there's that aspect on a base level. Like, wow, I'm singing along people from Anchorage, Barrow, Bethel, Nome, Homer. But also when they get together and they realize, you know, the performance level of this group is very good. And they're being with a conductor who is excellent. It's a cool thing. It encourages them, it enlivens them, and they come back and it's contagious.
The Allstate Festival is the big achievement of the year for most students, but euphonium player Skipper Erickson was also accepted into the All Northwest Music Festival, which happens every other year. The festival includes students from 6 states playing together in Spokane, Washington, in February. Erickson is the only Petersburg student to go to the All-Northwest since 1999. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.